Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Shadi Arlan, and I will be leading the teleclass. The teleclass for this evening is the number one myth intimidating women believe and an illusion-busting insight. Again, my name is Shadi Arlan. I am a program leader at PAX Programs. I lead the course called the Queen's Code Workshop, and I have a colleague and friend on the line. His name is Ken Bechtel. He's calling from close to Boulder, Colorado. I'm calling from close in Los Angeles, California, in a place called Marina Del Rey, and I'm very excited for tonight's call. So if you are, this is your first time on one of our national teleclasses, I want to welcome you and give you a little background. I'm going to be as brief as possible because there's a lot that we need to cover. But for the newcomer, you might be wondering, what did my friend just tell me about? What did she forward to me? Who are these people? What do they have to offer? Why should I listen for the next hour? So let me answer those questions. This teleclass will give you a taste of the life-transforming information that Alison Armstrong, the creator of all of our workshops, has learned about men and women over the last 23 years. So I'm going to be giving you some extraordinary information that you can immediately apply to improve your relationships with all men and all women in your life. And this is a co-ed call, so I'm sure there are men as well as women on this call, but the Queen's Code Workshop, which I'll tell you more about throughout the call, is a workshop for women to come to understand men. Okay? Now, why would you come to us to learn about how to understand men? Well, back in 1991, Alison Armstrong learned that she was a frog farmer. Many of us know the story, it's a fairy tale, of the princess who kisses a frog and he turns into a handsome prince. Well, Alison found out that the fairy tale can work in reverse as well. You can actually turn a prince into a frog. You can tell that this has happened in your relationship is if in the beginning the man is really wonderful. He's the things that you like. So if you like talking and listening, then he's being communicative. You're having these hour-long conversations. They're really rich and deep and intimate. If you like sensitivity, then he's paying attention to your emotions and your feelings. Now, over time, he becomes less of the things that you like. He becomes less attentive, romantic, communicative, and he becomes distant. So he was a prince, and he turned into a frog. Well, Alison found out she was a frog farmer. She said this about herself. Give me 10 days, and I can bring out the worst in any man. The problem was she had no idea how she did it. Alison found out that most women turn princes into frogs, and we don't have any idea how we do it. I did it as well. So Alison decided to explore the idea that maybe there's something that we as women have to do with how men are responding to us. Maybe we actually bring out the frog or we bring out the prince. So she started exploring this idea, and she's come to a very profound understanding of the way men are. And their behavior has become predictable to her in a very good way. So I'm going to tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. The key to avoid frog farming is to understand how men are designed, and given how they're designed, learn how to inspire men to give you what you need in a way that is natural for him, given who he fundamentally is as a man. So what we do in the Queen's Code Workshop is we teach women how men speak, how men listen, how men think, how men act, how men are motivated. We, at PAX Programs, we are fluent in the language that men speak. And we can teach you in the Queen's Code Workshop how to speak so the men in your life will actually hear you. We know how to listen to men so that a man will not only give us the information and the details that we need, but he'll also go deep and he'll reveal his feelings and show you his soul, and you can have intimacy in your communication. And we can teach you how to do that. And it takes a lot less energy and effort than all the exerting that we do currently to try to pull information out of men. All the exerting we do to try to get him to open up to us and talk to us. We know how men think and how men are motivated, so we can actually predict their behavior. And we can teach you that. We can teach you that because we're going to teach you how men's brains work, so it's no longer a mystery. So you can stop having those, what the hell just happened kind of moments. Like, what was he thinking kind of moments. But most importantly, what we do in the Queen's Code Workshop is we give you a different point of view about men. Not just different, actually, but an empowering point of view. A point of view that will have you stop being so darn hurt, frustrated, disappointed, and confused by men. Our point of view actually empowers us as women to empower men. And that's why the men in our lives, the women who have done the Queen's Code Workshop and the men who are around women who have done the Queen's Code Workshop actually crave partnership with us. They crave partnership with the graduates of our courses because we actually teach you how to partner with a man. Now, this all begins in the Queen's Code Workshop. That's the first course in our curriculum that women are eligible to take with us. It's a 2-day weekend course, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you might be wondering, well, why do men crave women who understand them? Well, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be really smart for you to partner with somebody who gets you, who sees you, who hears you, who you feel accepted by, who admires you, who's a champion for your greatness? What we teach gives women the ability to get what they need from men without all the struggle and suffering, without all the manipulation and game playing. What we teach actually honors everyone involved. We do not teach women to be submissive or passive because that's not what men are looking for. What we teach women is how to be clear. What we teach women is how to be receptive. What we allow for is women to actually express their needs as well as the things that make them happy so that the men in their lives have a shot at giving it to them. And this makes everyone more satisfied. Okay, so let's get into our topic. Oh, I should probably tell you a couple more things. Sorry, so eager to get into the topic. Alison Armstrong started studying men back in 1991. Women were wondering, what did she have that they don't have? Because men were responding to her in very kind, loving, generous, cooperative ways. And the women wanted more of that in their life. So Alison started providing workshops back in 1995. And since then, we have over 25,000 women all over the United States, as well as in Great Britain, Europe, and Canada, who have participated in our workshops. But women from all over the world have come to these states to participate in our workshops. We have women, we have a lot of Australians who come to us. We have women from Denmark who come to us. We have women all over this planet who've decided that it was worth it to do whatever it takes to understand men. And that's who our graduates are. They have a strong commitment to satisfying relationships. Now, you might be wondering, but where did the information actually come from? It didn't come from books and theories, but actually from carefully listening to and observing actual men and women. Now, there are books that actually validate everything we've been teaching. Okay? But what we do and what our strength is we go and ask questions of men, and then we listen to their answers. And that's what we're actually going to do on tonight's call as well. I invited my friend and colleague Ken to the call because I wanted to hear his perspective on this topic. And this topic, why I picked it, was to sort of be cute. It's October. It's the season of Halloween. So I was like, what's scary? What's about women? Well, women are afraid of being scary. But the word that they use is intimidating. That's what I hear women say. Men are intimidated by me, or I'm too intimidating. And so I was like, let's explore that. And I have heard many men talk about this, and they say the same thing. So we don't just go and ask one man. We talk to quite a few men. And once we see a pattern, we start looking at it and exploring it even more, and then we convey that information to women. And so the pattern that I saw with Ken was one that I've seen with a lot of men, and I just asked Ken to talk about it because he's so articulate. So let's get into this topic about intimidation. What we always do at PAX in all of our courses is we want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And what we provide is clarity. And so where I begin is by first looking at what does intimidating actually mean. And then we're going to look at how it actually occurs in the world. Okay? So if you look up in the dictionary, and all of you have Google, you can do this yourself, intimidating means to discourage through fear. Discouraging through fear. Intimidation means the feeling of discouragement in the face of someone's superior fame or wealth or status. Intimidated means made timid or fearful as by threats. Okay, let me break this down, go a little bit more slowly. So intimidation is about discouraging someone because you're all that in the face of someone's superior fame or wealth status. Intimidation is inherently adversarial. Someone is stronger, and hence the other person must be weaker. And that's what the illusion is that women are going under, that it is their strength. It is their strength that makes them intimidating to men. It's their successes, it's their intelligence, it's their competencies that makes them intimidating to men. And that because they're so intimidating, they're attracting men who are weaker. And what women will say is, they'll say, I need a man who's man enough for me. I need him to man up. Okay? That's what you'll hear a woman say who thinks she's intimidating. So the number one myth that intimidating women believe is that they are intimidating. See, that's an urban legend. It's actually not based in reality. Now, this can be seen as unfortunate or fortunate, depending on how you look at it. You know, unfortunately, you're not intimidating. But that's actually really good. You're not intimidating. You're actually not discouraging men because you're all that. Fantastic. But you might be like, well, if it's not that, then what is it that keeps men away? And we're going to explore that tonight. But there's another myth that's going on. So the number one myth is that women actually think that they're intimidating and that's what's keeping men away, when that's not the case. The number two myth that's going on is the definition called intimidated. The definition to intimidated is made timid or fearful as by threats. Made timid or fearful as by threats. So women are thinking that men are timid or fearful of them because she's such a threat. Nope, I'm sorry, wrong again. Men are not made timid or fearful by your successes, by your strength, by your capabilities and capacities. No. They're not avoiding that woman because she is all that. They're avoiding her because she's not what he needs to be attracted to her. Men are repelled because of the attitude. The attitude, not the accomplishments of these women. They avoid these women, not out of fear of her, but out of fear of wasting resources on her. She doesn't actually threaten him. Men have a much stronger sense of self than they are ever given credit for. They also have a much stronger relationship to their limited amount of time, energy, and resources than a woman does. They're the calorie conservers of the universe, and they're always assessing whether or not whatever they're going to take on, whether it's making dinner or installing the DVR or pursuing a relationship with someone, is worth it. Is it worth it? Is it worth his considerable amount of time, energy, and resources? So, now I want to ask Ken. Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to ask you, one more thing I wanted to give as background. When we lead the Queen's Code workshop, we teach women about men for a day and a half. We teach them everything from how men think and how men speak and how men listen, how men are motivated, how important it is to be around a happy woman. But there's always a little voice in the participant's head that tells them, is what she teaching accurate? Could it be this simple? Could this work? Could what she be teaching actually be effective? And so Allison, in her brilliance, discovered that what women really need is they need to hear it from the source. So every workshop has a live panel of men. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, we bring in 3 to 4 men to sit there with the women and answer the questions that they have. And they're with them for about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half. And once the women have been with the men, listening the way that we've taught them to listen, so that men not only give information and details and examples, but actually reveal their feelings and show us their souls, the women are never the same again. And so the treat for tonight is that we have our own one-man panel, and that's Ken, because it makes a difference to hear it actually from a man. So thank you, Ken, for being here.
You're
being
welcome.
Willing. We have 75 or so people on the call.
Great.
So you're going to make a huge difference for these 75 people. And my first question for you is, have you ever been intimidated by a woman?
Yes, but very rarely. And I think that's, you spoke to this earlier, that my experience is that women tend to think they are intimidating a whole lot more often than you really are. The way I've experienced it, and so the people on the call know, my work is helping women understand what men need to fall in love. So I've talked to lots and lots and lots and lots of men about this, and I have never had a man tell me, I'm looking for a doorpost. They're looking for somebody who's smart and successful and beautiful and passionate and all these things. And so we're looking for what you think is intimidating. We want a strong, capable woman, and you think that's intimidating. But it's not. It's really, well, a lot of what you said, Shadi, of kind of the, what I would call the energy behind it. I just wanted to make sure that was clear, that what you think is intimidating isn't what's intimidating.
Great. And we're going to get to what actually is intimidating for those few times that you have been intimidated. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Let's look at that. What has been intimidating for you? What makes a woman intimidating?
I would say the biggest thing is a lack of receptivity. And the way I see that show up is kind of a little background. My understanding of a lot of women feel like, you know, they wanted to be treated as equals and they wanted to have this, you know, this strength. And what happened was the reaction was we don't want to be equals. We actually want to be everything.
Mm.
And I think it was just a misunderstanding of where that went. And so instead of a woman showing up being a strong feminine presence and having a man have the space to be a strong masculine presence, instead it's, I'm going to show up and be everything.
Mm.
And then there's nothing there. And I get asked that question by women all the time. What if you go on a date and the guy's just not being a guy? So I do everything. I'm like, well, then when's he going to be a guy if you're already doing everything? Because from a masculine viewpoint, if it's already being done, we're not going to fight you for it. That's not a good use of our energy. So if you're already making all the plans and you're already taking the lead on everything, well, okay. It's getting done. It's getting done. It doesn't make sense to us as men to spend extra energy either trying to do it twice or fight you for it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have been with an intimidating man, I'm sorry, an intimidating woman, mm-hmm. what was your reaction to her?
It's a great question. I would say, I mean, one, it's not interesting. And so, you know, doesn't keep my attention. There's no reason to be there if, you know, they're taking all the roles and there's no place for me. Because from my viewpoint as a man, I want to have a role in this relationship. And I actually, it's kind of interesting. I was on a date, gosh, it was about a week or two ago. And this woman was a single mom. She's been a single mom since basically her child was born, so I think it was 16 years. And she was very upfront. She said, I'm pretty masculine because I've had to play both roles in my son's life for 16 years. And I asked her, I said, well, do you want a break from that?
Mm.
And her answer was, I don't know if I can.
Mm.
So that doesn't mean she can't, but it had kind of become the norm, and there wasn't even, she hadn't even really contemplated that she didn't have to do everything.
Mm.
And it was kind of funny because there were different things that happened during the night where she was, you know, definitely taking what would traditionally be the male role, and I would just kind of be like, yeah, you do. I mean, of course you did. You had to do everything. Mm. But that doesn't mean that's the way you have to operate with everyone all the time.
Thank you. Thank you for giving her permission.
Yeah.
That was really great. Because I think that's one of the things that we're lacking in our culture right now is permission to be the feminine. And no fault to women or men. It's just what's happened is that women went to the workforce and we became successful at it. And we didn't learn that we could actually turn it off when we came home or went on a date, that it doesn't have to be everything all the time. So that was really great to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Shadi, if I may,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who is a very successful businesswoman. She co-owns the business that she's with, and we were supposed to get together one time after her work, and she called me and she said, hey, don't come over yet because I just got home from work and I'm in work mode is what she called it. And she's like, you don't want to see me in work mode. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I showed up, whatever, half hour later. Well, shortly thereafter, a few weeks later, we were going to get together again, and she basically forgot to call me and tell me she was running late. So I showed up, like, right after she showed up. She just walked in the door. And I get to her house, and she opens the door, and I didn't even recognize her. She was in so much masculine energy, and she's just doing all – it was a totally different person. And I'm like, are you okay? And I didn't realize what she was – what the space was she was in. And I'm like, are you all right? She goes, oh, this is the work mode thing. I told you you didn't want to see this. She goes, I need like 10 minutes. And she totally had to transition out of that because she runs such a masculine energy and such a masculine space when she's working so she can get what she needs done and so she can work in that environment. She literally has to make that shift or else it's like a totally different person. So, yeah, it is part of, I think it was driven by the workforce and matching that energy and so on. And then how do you, you know, recognize you need to step out of it, which luckily she had that awareness for herself that I need to make a shift here because this isn't really who I want to be in the rest of my life.
That's excellent of her. And in that moment that she knew that, she was being a queen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because how we define queen is she's a queen requires a certain level of consciousness, consciousness about what she needs in order to be her best self. So that she actually knew that she could be in man mode, and that's not how she wants to be when she's with you after work, and that she knew what to do instead, that she communicated it. This is all what a queen does. It's really great that you have a friend like that.
Yeah, and what's amazing is I didn't want her in that mode either. So, I mean, it was for my best as well. You know, not only was she looking out for herself, but she realized this isn't who Ken wants to hang out with. This isn't who he even knows.
Now, why would
you
want to hang out with that
selfish
version?
It was very much, well, I don't, that's not who I ever knew. So I know her as a very strong, powerful woman, very feminine, all those things, not as a man in a woman's body. I think the biggest thing, Shadi, now that I think about it, is one of the differences I notice between being a strong feminine presence and trying to be both man and woman is what I call prove-it energy. So it's like there's a difference between just being the strong, confident woman versus trying to prove to me that you can do everything.
Yeah, I think maybe the women might be wondering about that. People who are attracted to our information, they tend to be intelligent, smart, successful, strong women with a desire to keep growing and learning and being in partnership. And they're passionate people, absolutely. And so I think that's part of the confusion is that they are all that in so many ways. Yet they're wondering, so how can I be my full self and not be intimidating? And I don't think they get that them being their full, rich self is not what's intimidating.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And having, you know, worked and studied with PACS for a couple of years now, I've had the privilege of being around a lot of these women, yourself included. And there's definitely a difference. And I guess two things to be aware of. One is it's a difference we notice even, I mean, I noticed this even before I knew what it was as far as how I could before I could articulate that they were, you know, being a queen or that they were doing these things. And it was interesting because at first, you know, you go to an event and then you're surrounded by people with the same training and so on. And so there's all this this different space that you're in, this different group of women. And then what was interesting was I came back here to Boulder and I was hosting an event and this woman was there and there was just something about her. And I was like, what's the deal with this woman? And we started chatting afterwards and I just could tell there was that she was in the same similar space. And I said, are you familiar with Alison Armstrong's work? And she goes, oh, yeah, I studied with her a couple of years ago when I lived in California.
Hmm.
But just who she was and how she was behaving told me that she had this knowledge. And it was very apparent. It wasn't like she said some magic words or anything. It was just who she was being. And I think that's something that it's a subtle thing, but for the guy it's not, because when there's a space of receptivity so that we can come forward and provide the things that we're compelled to do, then we're being received. Again, it's that being equals. Everybody's got a role. We can both be strong and confident and all those things. It's not a pissing match. And it makes a huge difference because as men, that's what we're about. We're providers. So, like, when there's space for that, that's fantastic.
Fantastic. So I'm going to ask you more questions, but I just want to elaborate on a couple things. Is that
sure.
All right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So because I got to interview Ken, but I've also interviewed a couple other men, and then I've been in the back of the room for at least 100-plus different workshops, and I've heard men talk about all sorts of different questions that we ask them, including about intimidating women. I want to give the people on the call some more information of what it sounds like and what it looks like, and just so we really make sure that they got value from the call. So what it sounds like is, I got this. So whether it is opening the door or carrying the box up the flight of stairs or driving you around, when a woman is like, no, I got this, I don't need you, no, thank you very much, I am strong and I am capable, that's what it sounds like, okay? What's happening is you're not giving him the opportunity to provide. You're not giving him the opportunity to provide opening the door or carrying the box or driving you around and getting you to your destination. So that's what it sounds like. What it looks like is usually hard edges. You have a severe look to your face. Your face is all angles, okay? And it's very scary, okay? You're not smiling. It takes a lot to get a smile. The attitude, and that's where it's key, okay? Because even if you learn everything that we teach you and you start smiling and you start using the words we give you, if your attitude hasn't shifted, then it's never going to work, okay? The attitude that doesn't work is the attitude of I don't need you, of I'm going to prove that I don't need you, I'm going to prove that I'm better than you. That's an attitude that absolutely doesn't work. Now, the other way that this attitude can show up, having learned some things from this call, was, okay, fine, I'm going to give him a chance to open my door and carry the box, and I'm not going to be a backseat driver, fine. But that's still that attitude. There's still that attitude, that pissy, impatient, patronizing, condescending attitude. Neither of those attitudes are going to work to create partnership with men, okay? Because what's still going on is leaving the other person feeling in some way inadequate. They're inadequate to provide for you. They're inadequate to be of service to you. They're inadequate to enhance your life. And The problem with a woman who believes she's intimidating is she thinks that he needs to prove that he is good enough for her and that he will work harder based on failure and criticism. Again, this is based in a huge misunderstanding of how men are actually designed and how they work. So capable, being confident, even being independent and self-sufficient, these are all good qualities. These are all fine qualities. Yet, in order to be able to partner with a man, especially if you want to be want him to be a masculine man, okay, a man who's committed to providing and protecting, who's looking for those opportunities to be your hero, what you need to do is give up the attitude of, what do I need you for? I got this. You're going to have to be more than me in order to be worthy of me. Okay, so let's get back to Ken. Now that we've distinguished what really doesn't work, okay, can we look a little bit more about what makes a woman actually approachable to you? Somebody who you're like, yeah, I'm interested in getting to know that person more.
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, I think it comes back in part to being equals and recognizing there's space for both of us to be strong. It's not an either-or proposition. I'll tell you a really quick story that came to mind as you were giving some detail to our conversation there, Shadi. Several years ago, I had a job as a limo driver, a chauffeur, and I was driving a car full, I think it was 8 or 10 freshmen and sophomore kids to their high school homecoming, so whatever, they're 14, 15 years old. And they're being high school kids and, you know, wound up as can be and wanted to go get some pictures taken at the mall, of course. And so I pulled the car up and they went running around the mall, whatever they did, and took their pictures. And all of a sudden they come barreling out of the mall. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa. So I ran around the car to go open the door for them. And by the time I got there, one of the kids started opening the door. And this one girl looks at them and she goes, you guys, when you do that, you disrespect him and you miss out on getting to feel special.
Wow.
And in that moment, this, whatever, 14, 15-year-old girl turned into a beautiful woman. She got it entirely. I don't know how she got it, but she got it. That not only is it disrespectful to the guy, you miss out on getting to feel special because he wants to do these things. And it was this incredible transformation. And what it reminded me of is my experience of being around women that have studied the PAX material and gone to the Queen's Code workshop and so on, and having the opportunity to be around them, it's redefined beauty for me because there's a whole, I don't even know how to categorize it. It's like no matter what else is going on in your life, when you're operating from this space, when you're receptive, which is, you know, a very natural trait of femininity is being receptive, when you can actually embrace your receptivity, it totally transforms that woman into a different level of beauty, no matter who they are. And so it's amazing. And I think that may be the thing that I mentioned earlier made this woman stand out at the event here in Boulder. There was like, there's something special there. And then I'm like, oh, she actually embraces her feminine receptivity.
Hmm.
So that's an incredibly approachable thing. Like you can see there's a spot for you. Well, look, we could actually be partners because like men want partnerships. That's another thing I think a lot of women don't realize. We are looking for a partner. And that's the word we usually use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be a partner if there's no role for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's yeah, that's kind of a bunch of pieces thrown together, but that's what was in the bucket.
Wow. Thank you, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Your example made me really happy because we've been using this word receptivity, And we could, for some women on this call, we might as well be speaking Greek. You know, they have no idea what we mean by receptivity. And you gave a really beautiful illustrative example of how this young girl was being receptive. And it wasn't just that she let a guy open the door for her and told the other girls, you know, this is why, but how she was being about it, that mm-hmm. she really got the power of it, how she benefited and how he benefited. So this example showed that a queen, which this girl is, and she's only like 14, 15 years old, 16 years old, could be a queen. Any woman at any age, anywhere on this planet, any size, shape, any background, education can be a queen. But
and if I could add to that, Shadi?
Yeah, please.
Not only can you be a queen, it's your birthright. It's who you actually are at your true essence. And I think that's another thing that makes it so so attractive to men, is we're getting to see your true essence, and it's like, wow, that's gorgeous. Because one thing that I don't know how to explain it. I think something that a lot of women don't realize is how rare it is for men to encounter a woman who's receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when they first do, we get this weird look on our face because we are not sure what that is. And we don't really know how to engage. And in some cases, you may even think it's a trick. But then you go, wow, this woman's really, wow, she's like really open to being a partner, and she's confident in her femininity, and she's excited about me being my masculinity. This is cool.
Wow. You know, what was so great about what you just said about how, like, when you first see it and recognize it as something so beautiful and magnificent, that's what actually happens in the Queen's Code Workshop during the panel of men for the women
mm-hmm.
when they see a man's soul for the first time. It's so beautiful and magnificent that they're just taken aback. And at first, they might think it's rare. The occurrence is rare, but every man has a soul. And it's just about being able to access it, just like what happened for you to be around a receptive woman. You got access to it, you know, because she was willing to be receptive. Very satisfying, Ken. This has been a very satisfying panel of man, and you've given a lot of nuggets of gold, and really helped illustrate what a queen looks like and sounds like and does, because a queen has a huge capacity to receive. It's key to being able to be a queen. And there's so mm-hmm. much that men will provide if women were willing to receive it. But there's all these myths and illusions we have around receptivity, and luckily through our courses we get to bust them and set them free of their myths and illusions so that they can actually be the queen they were born to be. So before I give them some more details of why we call it the Queen's Code Workshop and how to register into the Queen's Code Workshop, is there anything you want to leave them with?
Try it. You'll like it. And he will, too. I actually had the opportunity to witness the Queen's Code Workshop and watch the man panel. And it was amazing to watch these guys leave. And they knew nothing about it. As a matter of fact, one guy showed up with his friend, didn't even know what he was showing up to, and they said, do you want to get on the panel? He's like, sure. So he was totally blind, walks in the door, and they walked out of there 10 feet tall. They were so incredibly seen and fulfilled by the women being receptive. It was incredible to watch. It's one of the biggest gifts you can ever give a man.
Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Was excellent and exquisite. So we're not about women just having more information, because knowing our information is not enough. You actually need to live it. You actually need to apply what we teach. So understanding men is important. It's absolutely important. But really what we're up to is creating a revolution. And the Queen's Code Workshop is how women can participate in the movement, in the peace movement, in the partnership movement, in the having the life that you've always wanted, the one that fulfills your heart's desires. So it's not about knowing more, but it's about being more. It's about living the life of a queen. And like what Ken and I have been discussing, queens own who they are. They own that they are incredibly important, powerful, needed, and essential to life. They have an incredible capacity to receive. They own the space they take up on this planet. They own their power, their ability to influence others. And they're incredibly responsible about wielding their power. A queen understands her femininity and knows that it is a gift. So the Queen's Code Workshop is called the Queen's Code Workshop because not only are we going to crack the code for what it actually takes to be a queen, but it's also a secret code. It's something that our graduates know that makes them special. It magnetizes men to us. It draws men in. Men want to be near us. They want to know us. They want to give to us. They want to be a part of our community because we understand them, and we give them access to their best selves. So the Queen's Code Workshop is not just a workshop, but it's actually a code to live by, to treasure, to enjoy, and to share. So if you've been someone who's always wanted the gold, you search for the gold in others, in yourself, well, we'll teach you. We'll teach you how to keep on reaping the gold in your relationships. So let me tell you about how to register into the Queen's Code Workshop. The Queen's Code Workshop used to be called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. And in this workshop, you are going to transform your view of men into short days. To register for the Queen's Code Workshop, go to registerunderstandmen.com. That's registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full, the tuition for the two-day workshop is $849. But because you're on this teleclass, I'm going to provide a promotional code that's going to actually give you a discount of $124 off of your regular tuition. So when you apply the promotional code to the pay in full price, the tuition is only $725. The promotional code is COMEV-2DC-B0. So that's cat, octopus, mother, elephant, victory, dash, two, dog, cat, boy, zero. Zero the number, not the letter. So again, COMEV dash 2DCB0. You save the most money when you pay in full. We created a payment plan because we didn't want anyone to be stopped by money. transforming your relationships with women, transforming your relationships with men forever is too important to let money get in the way. If you use our payment plan option, which is 7 payments of $125, you still get $124 off the payment plan, making your first payment only $1. So you can make a payment of $1 today, then you'll make 6 additional payments of $125, but you can make one payment today and be in the Queen's Code Workshop next weekend in San Diego or the following weekend in Los Angeles, and all you've paid is $1. You save the most money when you pay in full because there is a $25 administrative fee when you use a payment plan. Now, we did the math for you. The 6-month payment plan is $4 a day, only $4 a day. Transforming your relationships with men forever in 2 short days is most definitely worth $4 a day. People spend that much at Starbucks once a day. And this is actually going to last you a lifetime. How the payment plan works, again, is that it's not layaway. You do not have to make all your payments before you do the workshop. You can just make one payment of $1 and be in the workshop that's happening in Dallas, New York, San Diego, Boston, Los Angeles, Scottsdale, D.C. That's all the courses that are happening in November of this year. And you've only made one payment today. Regardless if you register by paying in full or doing the payment plan, you still get to save $124 when you register with the promotional code that I just gave you. Now, once you register, we have some gifts. We have some very useful, practical gifts, ones that you can use as soon as you finish with your registration. So the one that you can use that you will get immediately after you finish your registration and you can use immediately is an audio recording that is downloadable called Loving More by Sacrificing Less. Okay? This audio recording, Loving More by Sacrificing Less, is profound and transformative because it's very common for women especially, but for all human beings, but for us as women to believe that love means you sacrifice. But have you ever noticed that sacrificing just leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if it's actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if a partner doesn't actually make you sacrifice? That partnership doesn't allow for sacrifice? In this recording, you will learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted and neglected and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you can feel valued and loved. The audio recording costs $89. When you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, you'll receive it as a bonus for your registration, with your registration. That's one of the gifts that we have for you. Now, after you complete the weekend course, you get 2 more bonuses. The other 2 bonuses, one of them is a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. In the Queen's Code Workshop, many of your questions will be answered, but you may have a couple left, perhaps about a particular man or a specific scenario in your life. We give you this private coaching session so you can get the personal attention you need to feel confident with the tools we gave you at the course. This private coaching session costs $48. But once you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, you'll get it as a gift when you register. The third gift you get with registration is you're going to get a 3-session follow-up teleclass series. And the 3-session follow-up teleclass series only comes with this registration, and it's a live teleclass series. It's led by a program leader, and the topics are how to bring out the best in a man, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. The teleclass series costs $125. But again, with your registration to the Queen's Code Workshop, you get it as a bonus. The combined value of the course and all 3 bonuses is $1,111. But when you use the promotional code, you're going to get everything for $725 or 6 payments of $125. That's a 35% savings. So you're almost getting $400 off. Again, you're going to go to registerunderstandmen.com to register for the Queen's Code Workshop. And that's where you're going to get the weekend course, the audio recording, the coaching session, and the 3-session follow-up teleclass series, all for $725. Now, you can transfer to another date or to another city free of charge as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop. So if you look and you see, wow, I can't do any of these workshops in these cities in November of 2014, but what about the ones next year? You'll see them listed as well. You'll see the ones that we have listed for January and February and March and April of next year. You can register into any of those courses, and as long as you transfer 46 days before the start of the workshop, there's no fee for transferring. Now, here's another policy that makes me particularly proud to work for PAX Programs. I have led these courses for over 7 years, all over this country, thousands of women. And this workshop always works. It always works. You come in with whatever you have going on in your relationships with men, whether you're frustrated or confused, disappointed or angry, if you need to be healed from whatever hurt has happened, this workshop will work. But just in case we don't deliver on our promise, which is give us 2 days and we will transform your view of men forever, just in case we don't deliver, we have 100% money-back guarantee. Because what we're committed to is that we actually fit, that what you're looking for is what we provide. We don't want you to waste your time. Your time is precious, and we can never give you your time back. But we will absolutely give you your money back if we don't deliver. But here's the thing, and this is not meaning to be cocky or arrogant. We always deliver, but it requires you to take a chance on us. And so really look for yourself. What this is all about is you being satisfied. It's all about you getting what you need from men. It's all about you being happy in your relationships with men. It's all about you being the queen that you were born to be. So are you someone with a strong desire to have satisfying relationships with men? Are you someone who is willing to take on an extraordinary understanding of men, who is someone who's willing to adopt a new point of view towards men and women? Because if you are, we have something extraordinary for you. It's been a pleasure being with you all. Thank you, Ken, again for joining us. I hope you tune in on Monday, October 27th, for our second call in this series. The second call in this series is what makes a woman scary. We will again have a live panel of men. It'll be a very fun time talking about a scary topic. I hope to hear you then, and good night.